Hi, I'm Dave Hodson. I'm the Liberal Democrat candidate for Mayor of Bedford and currently the Mayor of Bedford.
Now, Dave, I asked you to choose somewhere to meet me in Bedford that you feel reflects you. Where is your chosen destination?
We're at the Horse and Jockey pub in Church End, Ravenston. We're here because as a teenager, I think I had my first legal pint in the Horse and Jockey and worked here for a while. And on a sunny day like it is at the moment, it's a great place to be.
And Dave, I thought it was because you wanted to buy me a drink.
I'm afraid they're not open yet. I did check.
So how long have you lived in Bedford?
42 years.
What's the worst job you've ever had?
I think a paper boy, getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and sorting the papers out. They were probably when I had the most money.
So the Mayor of Bedford doesn't pay well?
It pays pretty well, yes. But it's not all disposable income.
What's the best job you've ever had?
Mayor of Bedford. The things you get invited to, it's really exciting.
Did you become Mayor of Bedford for the shindigs that you get invited to?
Absolutely not. I mean, that's been the surprise. It's almost like two jobs. The difficult one of the budgeting and trying to deliver services in the current climate. And that's the one I got involved in, and that's why I got involved. But the second one, the ceremonial and being invited out to look at places and see things, is really a second job. And that's the really one I find really exciting.
So how did you meet your partner?
It was a Liberal Dem event, and I think we were running the tea stall together.
Sum up Bedford for us in three words.
Oh, that's a difficult one. Just three words.
Just three words. Yeah.
Dynamic, diverse, enjoyable.
What would make you a great mayor?
I think you need more than 18 months to be a great mayor, that's for a start. In the current climate, it's protecting frontline services, and that's what I've started to do while actually dealing with the difficult budget situation.
As the current mayor for the last 18 months, do you have any regrets on the decisions that you've made?
I don't think so, in terms of the work with the current situation. Do I wish that I wasn't mayor in the biggest cuts ever in local government? Of course I do. I didn't join up to make these kind of savings.
Do you think some of the decisions you've made have been wrong in the current times with regards to the school system, for example, cutting it from a three-tier to a two-tier? That wasn't a money-saving exercise, was it? It was going to cost a lot to implement.
All the councillors in the council voted to actually get the BSF money. I believe that with the money we could actually make that transformation change. The money's not coming, and therefore we can't do the change. It stopped. It's not going to happen because there's not the money available. So with the information we had at the time, I think it was the right decision. Hindsight's a wonderful thing.
Did you listen to the people of Bedford, though? There was a lot of people against the decision to make it a two-tier system. Do you listen to your constituents?
Yes, I do listen to constituents.
If you could change one thing about Bedford, what would it be?
More jobs.
Where are these jobs going to come from?
You'll have seen the sort of the Morrisons and Waitrose wanted to come, and we've got lots of other companies because of the dualling of the 421 and the bypass that we're bringing in to link the 421 to the A6.
When was the last time you went out for a night in Bedford, and where did you go? And you can't count the fact that you went for mayoral duty.
With Christine, my wife, and I think we went for a meal at the King's Arms in Cardington.
Dave, there's a lot of pubs going on here. Do you like a pint?
I like some food. There has to be a pint associated to it. And I'm doing my best to support village pubs. I can't do it single-handedly.
Who do you admire?
Probably say my granddad talked to me as a youngster about things. He lived up in the northeast, about the economic climate there and the Depression, and I suppose that sort of triggered mine. So it's as well as my grandfather.
Do you have any pets?
No, I keep on thinking about it. We'd be unfair on the pet because we're hardly ever at home.
What's the most listened to track on your iPod?
Ooh.
Do you have an iPod, Dave?
I don't have an iPod, no.
Is that because you're not modern, Dave?
Probably. I'll have a CD on in the car, and it varies from sort of Two Tone Ska, some reggae. Enjoy listening to the place.
Ooh, yeah.
Check you're in touch with the common people. How much is the price of a pint of milk?
Oh, see, this is where I give up because Christine does the shopping. I would say 40, 45 pence.
Near enough, yeah. What are the key challenges, would you say, for the next Mayor of Bedford over the next 5 years?
The budget. We've got to reduce the budget by 30 million to make sure we do that without actually hitting frontline services. To bring jobs into Bedford and to have the regeneration of the town centre.
Dave, you've done very well so far. You've kept up with the pace, but would you like to play our People for the Pledges quiz?
I think I'm going to have to, aren't I?
Full English or Muesli?
Full English.
Scrap middle schools or keep the system the same?
Keep the system the same as it is.
Strictly or X Factor?
Strictly.
Tikka masala or fish and chips?
Tikka masala.
Knock down or keep Bedford bus station?
Knock down.
Night at the cinema or night at the theatre?
Cinema.
Which one's better for shopping, Milton Keynes or Bedford?
Bedford.
Really?
Yeah, there's more diverse shops.
There's more empty shops, Dave.
They're actually, percentage-wise, there's not actually.
Save our civic or put it to another use?